home of the Zone Radio Show. We want to talk to you. Give us a call at 433-1037 or statewide 1-800-477-1037. Now, back to the Zone.
But pulled in just behind the bridge, he lays her down. He frowns, dude, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
All right, welcome back. This is one of those shows that is sort of self-made. We actually have a lot of things I want to get into today. We have a top 10 list of the best stoner movies ever to sort of change things up. Because I guarantee you, there are going to be a lot of people calling in today talking about potential coaches for Texas, for Alabama, for Arkansas State who are going to sound high, so it seems like an appropriate tie-in. I already told the dude on Twitter this morning he must be smoking something. The man of the year has been named. A little sexist, I say. Hopefully there's a woman of the year coming too from Time Magazine, but we'll tell you who it is. And I've got a couple of major Hollywood stars kissing on screen. Matty T, that's all for you. We'll share it a little bit later. Gina Martin's here from Little Rock Tours. And oddly enough, we had Gina scheduled to come up and talk about their trip.
It always happens. I think this is my fault, really.
I'll blame you.
We couldn't have timed this segment any better.
Isn't that crazy? We're all going to Mobile together here in the beginning of January for the GoDaddy Bowl, regardless of who is the coach. Regardless of what the future looks like for Arkansas State, they're playing in a bowl game against Ball State, and that is not going to change.
No, it's hey, who needs a coach when you have all these fans who want to go down to Mobile and take part in the GoDaddy Bowl, right?
I'm excited.
The one thing that's consistent about Arkansas State is the fan base.
Let's just tell them that Danica Patrick will be there. She's a GoDaddy pitch gal, so why not? I don't know if she's going to be, but Ernie's eyes just got big. He's excited about this now. But all I know is this. I know one thing about Mobile. I've been there one time before. We went. They had the Sun Belt Conference tournament down there a few years ago. They have oysters. So I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in. That's all I needed to
know. Seafood.
Is this a great town?
Great city.
Yeah, for a few days, Mobile will be fun. I'm excited.
You know, there's nothing better than getting on a motor coach and going to a football game. And I have to say, and you probably remember this, Justin, we started this, you know, our company has been around for 10 years now, hard to believe.
Yeah.
And it was like the third or fourth year into it, we began our bowl game tours. And the first time we started this, everybody was like, you're never going to get people who don't know each other to get on a motor coach and go to a football game. There's just no way. And then the first time we did it, everyone's like, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of people on the bus. We really didn't. Maybe seven or eight, but we went anyway. And everyone came back and they're like, man, that was so easy. I'd never want to drive myself to the game again. They didn't have to worry about parking. They didn't have to worry about traffic. They got in there. They had a great time. And they came back. They told some friends. And then our bowl game and our regular season games have become a driving force of what we do, and the popularity has just soared, and it's because people realize, hey, it's all about fun. Football really is all about fun. Going down there, having a great time, the camaraderie, being with other fans, cheering on the same team, and having a good time.
Ernie, they've been doing this so long that when they began this, Arkansas was still going to bowl games.
Wow. Do y'all take care of the food and the drinks? I mean, tell me a little bit about it.
Well,
can I win?
Sure.
you buy a seat. And it's all inclusive, though. They make it very simple. So let's talk about this particular trip. Tell Ernie everything that's involved, because he's interested in this. We're going to go down and eat some oysters together in Mobile.
Well, it depends on if you have a ticket or you need a ticket. We have two packages. Some people, they want to choose their own seats. They want to be in charge of their ticket. Sometimes they already have the ticket in hand. And so we do offer packages that include round trip motor coach transportation and hotel and shuttle to the game and all your taxes. Everything's taken care of without the game ticket. Now, for those of you who need a ticket, we add a package that includes all of the same things plus the game ticket. And the cost is $325 a person, and that double occupancy, that includes your round trip motor coach transportation, your hotel, your breakfast, all your taxes, your shuttle to the game, a whole lot of fun.
Wait a minute. You said I got to stay in the room with someone?
You and Acree snuggling up.
We've got single occupancy.
Okay. Is it a little bit more for a king?
It's a little bit. It's a little bit more if you're by yourself, but not for a king. If you're by yourself, then you're going to pay about $50 more.
That's
if
not bad.
You're not sharing a room with somebody.
That's not bad.
$50 more to not have to sleep next to this
It's a hell of a lot cheaper than
Hawaii. Justin probably snores. I bet he snores.
That is not true. But you'll never know. Just take my word for it.
They said that a sleepheads don't know what's going on. If you sleep, you don't know what you do.
I'm going to guess in 10 years of marriage, my wife would have complained if I snored on a regular basis. So I think I would know by now.
That's a great deal.
It is a great deal. It really is.
Do I get an Arkansas State t-shirt for going? I mean, do I get a GoDaddy?
We don't provide t-shirts, no.
But you can cheer the Red Wolves with other Red Wolf fans all the way down.
You can.
And this is the only bowl game we get this year.
You got to be careful. You know, I have to be careful because, you know, I'm a hog and, you know, they – people are so weird. I had a Arkansas State shirt on at a grocery store, and they was like, so you don't support Arkansas no more? It was a T-shirt. People take stuff so personally. But I am so happy for Arkansas State.
I am too. Yeah. And this is actually was driven by – we got a call from Mark Ferguson. He is with astatenation.com.
Yes,
and he said, hey, we really need to do this. And I know you guys do bowl games, and let's put something together. And we had actually several other calls for this. So there was a demand for us to put this bowl game package together because we have never – in the history of our company, actually provided a bowl game package for Arkansas State. So this is our inaugural Arkansas State bowl game trip, and we hope that all of you Redwood Wolf fans would respond. You can go to our website at littlerocktours.com, click on the tour calendar. You'll see the packages there. You can book online. It's very easy.
Great Christmas present.
It is. It really is. And it's just fun.
What hotel are we going to be staying? You know?
Well, what we're doing is we have a block of rooms at several different hotels. And
I want the big time one. I want to stay big time.
We have to wait and see the response. So once we meet our minimum number and we close the...
Of course you do.
Not me, Gina. I want to stay in the crappiest Motel 6 you can find. So Ernie, you get the big one. I'll get the little one. That's cool.
But we do. They're nice. They're nice hotels.
They got a lot of nice hotels down in Mobile.
So yes. What time do you leave? Do you leave 2 days before the game?
What is the travel plan?
We leave Saturday morning. We leave the 4th.
Saturday morning?
Okay, yes. Saturday morning.
The game's late Sunday. It's like 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock that night.
Yeah. Yes. And based on several of the conversations we've had, including the folks at astatenation.com, they said most people are looking just for one night, want to come back right after the game. They can sleep.
Wow.
And that's what we're providing.
Are the hotels going for that?
They are.
Wow.
They
that's
really
unbelievable.
Are.
So you're
going
to roll back into Little Rock at about 8 in the morning?
We're going to roll back in. We'll see. You know, it's actually only 7 hours from Jonesboro to Mobile. 7 hours and 9 minutes.
So if I go with you, I can't stay for the victory party. I got to get back
on the bus. Yes, but then you got to ride back with me.
Okay. The victory party's on the bus. Okay. Trust me.
That's about 5 a.m. We're like, we won.
As cold as it's going to be.
But people have to realize these are not rickety old buses that go bouncing down the highway. You can sleep in them. So they are very nice.
There's a bathroom on them. That's all I know.
Bathroom. You can bring your own cooler. And it also has
I'm telling you, this is 10 times cheaper than Hawaii.
You sold it right there.
You need to keep saying that you can bring your own cooler.
You can bring your own cooler. So that alone is going to save you some money and a lot of trouble.
We don't want anybody getting dehydrated on this 7-hour trip.
No.
So you're rolling from Jonesboro or Little Rock?
Both.
Okay.
There will be a pickup here, and there's going to be a pickup there, and there will be a transfer service from Little Rock to West Memphis, and then from there they go on. They'll meet. Just kind of like the airlines.
That's great. That is really great.
Oh, it's like a connecting flight.
Just like a connecting flight.
Connecting ride. I like that. They're just actually what they're going to do is they're going to slow down to 30. It's going to be like in the movie Speed. And you're going to jump from bus to bus. It'll work out fine. What's the worst that could happen?
So we hope to see a lot of Arkansas State fans. And we're excited to offer this first trip for Arkansas State. So we'll see what happens.
How do people get an opportunity to get on the trip?
Well, they can call our tour office, which is 501 Tour Bus. Very easy to remember if you're driving, 501 Tour Bus. Or you can book right online. Go to littlerocktours.com, click on the tour calendar, and you can book either package with or without tickets, depending on what you need.
Real quick before we let you get out of here, what else do you have coming up?
Oh, boy. We have a Mardi Gras trip coming up.
Done. Speaking of oysters.
And we have... I don't even remember off the top of my head. It's like $600 and some dollars for a Mardi Gras trip, staying through Fat Tuesday.
Wow.
And providing the round trip transportation and a few nights in New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
Where do you stay there?
French Quarter. I can't even remember. Yeah, we're about 2 miles from the French Quarter, but we're on the parade route.
Oh, perfect.
So the reason why it is as affordable as it is because we're just outside the quarter, but you don't need to be in the quarter because we have the motor coach taking you and shuttling you there as you need.
$600 for how many nights?
I believe it's 3.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hey, Justin, I just come up with a great idea. You ought to put together a bus to a bus where you get David and everybody, and we just go on.
Or just you and me, either way.
No, it's got to be more than you and I.
Yeah.
I'm like, you want to actually sell tickets.
I've been on the streets of New Orleans with David before at a Sugar Bowl. It was fun. Yeah. David knows how to party. We ate some good food and drank some good drinks. We had a blast, so.
Yes, and we were there for the Sugar Bowl.
That was good.
That was very good.
Right until the very end. Scoop and score! Scoop and score!
That was sad. I was there. That was awful.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
You know what? All the way through, we thought we were going to win. So it was good, though. Gina, we appreciate it. 501 Tour Bus or LittleRockTours.com. And get on board if you're an A-State fan or you just want to go to a bowl. Bowl games are always fun no matter
what. They're just fun.
I've been to bowl games where I had no stake and the game was fun.
And let's face it, the state is bowl deprived right now.
No doubt.
Everybody needs to get on, go down.
I'm jonesing for a bowl trip or Jonesboroing for a bowl trip. So whatever works. Wayne.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's Buzz, man. Hey, I like to say, Arkansas State fans, they don't like us Hogs, man.